are listening to The Soundtrack Review with Charlie and Shrainu,
where we review all of your favourite songs from your favourite movies.
Today we will be reviewing
The Boat That Rocked. Woo!
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Song that was All Day and All of the Night by the Kinks, and was the opening sequence opening song.
It was part of the opening credits to the movie.
That's the one. And so, like you had before, we're doing The Boat That Rocked. Came out in 2009. I watched it for the first time yesterday, and I loved it.
It's probably yesterday was probably the 50th time that I've watched it. It's genuinely one of my favourite movies ever.
I can't believe how good it was. Do you know what I did find out though yesterday?
Really?
So we, Charlie and I, were trying to find this movie online. Couldn't find it really. There was only like one or two. That's because in America, they actually, the name of the film's Pirate Radio, not The Boat That Rocked.
You know what? That makes sense because on, you can buy the soundtrack from HMV. I've seen this before. You can buy the soundtrack from HMV and the English version, it will say The Boat That Rocked soundtrack, and on the American version it will say Pirate Radio soundtrack.
That's bizarre.
Really weird.
So maybe I've watched Pirate Radio. No, I really just haven't.
Either way, I mean, both the same film, both absolutely brilliant.
So speaking of Pirate Radio, this is the song, the next song that we're going to be playing is the one that Dave puts on Pirate Radio. This is called Friday On My Mind by The Easy Beats.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
I spent my friend tonight. I lose my head tonight. I got to
And before that, like I said, we had Friday on My Mind by the Easy Beats.
So, two very good tunes. Very good tunes. I mean, the whole soundtrack to this film is just faultless.
It is so good. So it's like the film's based in the 1960s. It's like pop and rock only take up about, was it 30 minutes to 45?
The BBC in 1996 only played 2 hours of rock and pop music a day,
which just isn't much at all. So this was, pirate radio was pretty much a whole station 24/7 dedicated to pop and rock music.
The interesting thing is as well is that this isn't like just an idea for a film either. This is actually based on a true story, because in the 1960s it was true that the BBC played so little of rock and pop music that was like, which just seems stupid considering it was like the biggest era for like the emergence of rock and roll. But there was a pirate radio station called Radio Carolina. I do not know if it was based on a boat in the North Sea, but that might not be true. But it was called Radio Carolina, and so many millions of people listened into it every single day because they played 24/7 hours of rock and pop.
I'm not surprised. If I was back in the 60s and I could hear just this soundtrack over and over again on repeat, I would love it.
I would have been tuned in all day long.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, guys, we actually had quite a hard like, hard choice having to pick, because there's about 50-odd songs in this.
A very tough decision.
So we really hope you like the ones that we've chosen. I'm going to stick the next one on, which is Judy in Disguise by John Fred and his Playboy Band. That song.
It's such a groovy little tune, isn't it? Aww. I wish I was on a boat rocking out.
Do you know, I'd want to say the same, but I'd be too freaked out by the water. And that's too real a fear for me to...
You'd be scared of dancing so hard that you fell off the boat.
Do you know what? That would completely happen. Or you know, at like at the end of a movie where everyone normally like stands and jumps, or like at the end of the song where it's like, yeah, that was a great song. I can imagine me jumping, the wind blowing at that exact point of me like ending up 5 metres down in like the middle of the sea and
drowning,
being like...
Drowning in the North Sea.
I'm dying now. Yeah. So the next song we've got is Jumping Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones. One of Charlie's like favourite songs, I found out today.
Regardless of this soundtrack, even that, it just makes the soundtrack even better because I love this song anyway. And to put it in here is just, thank you, The Boat That Rocked.
Bye.
good song. I love that song. Charlie had an interesting fact for you guys.
I did. This isn't to do with the boat that rocked. It's to do with the Rolling Stones. The beginning lyric in Jumping Jack Flash. See, this is how much I love this song, is that I even know facts about the song itself. The opening lyric to this song says, "I was born in a crossfire hurricane." And it actually relates to that Mick Jagger was born during World War II and was growing up during World War II, particularly during the Blitz in London. And that's where the lyric, "I was born in a crossfire hurricane," comes from.
That's insane. So much meaning to so many lovely songs from the 60s, and that's what makes them great.
It is. I mean, they just get better and better.
They really do. Speaking of better songs.
Oh, good tune.
Do you ever get, guys, so do you ever get that moment where you're kind of like wishing you didn't have your own name, but it's for a completely obscure reason? Well, Charlie said this yesterday. She was like, "There is nothing that makes my name want to be Eleanor more than Eleanor by the Turtles."
Got a thing about you, I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me, even though your folks hate me. There's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor, can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
I wish I was called Eleanor right now. I really wish.
It'd be great. The weird thing I found, though, Eleanor spelt with an E at the end.
I thought that was normal.
Oh, really?
What did you think?
I thought it...
Just without an E?
Without an E, yeah.
I think because I don't have any friends or know anyone that's called Eleanor. The only Eleanor I know is the Eleanor from this film, and it's spelt with an E, so mm-hmm. I think I thought it was normal, but you never know. It might not be. It might just be a groovy little 60s thing.
Maybe. But the funny little thing about the song, guys, is Simon's actually getting married at this point. This is when Eleanor's, you can see her boat approach the big pirate rock boat. But even funnier, marriage only lasts for 17 hours.
It is understood that the split is due to musical differences. Which wasn't true. Basically, no. She basically just married Simon because she really wanted to be with Gavin, but Gavin didn't want to marry her, and the only way for her to get onto the boat was to marry someone. So she married Simon and sort of made him look a bit like a mug.
Really?
What a cruel girl.
It was terrible. I loved her before that.
I know, we were all like, yay, Eleanor, and then it just goes downhill.
It's just like, I hate you. Worst person ever.
Yeah.
So you've got to bring a little bit of the Beach Boys in. This is a bit like Christmassy, but it was a really well-decorated boat during Christmas.
It was.
They had just tinsel everywhere and little It was very festive. Very, very festive. So this is... We're going to play you a little bit of Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Saint Nick. Christmas comes this time each year.
Love the Beach Boys. They are my favourite.
You're making me wish it was Christmas now and we've got a whole another 10 months to wait for it.
So long. But did you know that at one point the only songs that I had on my phone was 50 Greatest Hits by the Beach Boys, and I've listened to that so many times.
They are an amazing band.
But unfortunately, this half an hour has come to a close again.
Not enough time, ever!
This is a really, really good soundtrack. Like we said before, there's like over 50 songs. So if you liked the little, like, the few songs that we played you, yeah, please go listen to the song on, like, anything. Just
it's
listen.
Definitely worth it.
But we've got to leave you with a really, really good song. This is Let's Dance by David Bowie. And thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Same place. Same time.
To the song.